Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
It's very unlikely that you'll have a favorite politician for whom you'll wake up, dress up and show up at 4 a.m. in the morning. But if you have a favorite actor, all that seems like hardly any effort. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. So that's why politicians know just how to get your attention, by signing up your favorite actors to campaign for them or presenting their ideas. And we lap it all up and give them what they want because, hey, if they can kick ass on screen, they can kick ass in the parliament, right? It's just taking advantage of what they already have. If they're popular and have a huge following, might as well cash in on it and tell people what can be done. On this podcast, we're going to be talking about the biggest crossovers from entertainment to politics. Actors, directors, musicians, anybody famous who thought, hey, let me see if people will turn up for me. Wow, this guy is the president of the United States of America. But who'll disagree with you when you say he's the most entertaining one? So he crossed over from being a business tycoon to dabbling in entertainment. He owned the Miss America pageant from 1996 all the way till 2015. It wouldn't do to judge women based on their looks if you were planning to run for office, no? And then he also hosted The Apprentice, a reality TV show that judged the business quotient of contestants on it. But he had to give that up also when he decided to run for president. Honestly, for the kind of man he was and the things he liked and said doing, the whole world thought it was a joke when he said he wanted to sit at the White House. But here he is, battling the fake news media, as he likes to call them, whenever he doesn't like what he sees. And every other day there's news of him about to be impeached, but he sails through it all. But whether it's his TV show or at the White House, his favorite activity is still firing people. The ultimate superstar. Well, what can anybody say about Rajinikanth and his stardom that will seem adequate? He has more than 50,000 fan clubs, he has fans all across the world, and for some weird reason, he's really popular in Japan. He's had hundreds of super hit movies to his credit, and he still manages to bring millions to the screens even at the age of 68. So it's no surprise that he decided to enter politics after years and years of people guessing his moves. When he announced his entry, he started his press conference with "Romba build-up achille," meaning, hasn't there been too much build-up? He hasn't been very politically active in the last 1 year though, since his announcement, and there's just a couple of months left for the assembly elections, so we just have to see who he's gonna side with. Whoever he's gonna side with is gonna have an easy time of getting lakhs of votes. Clint Eastwood has made some really iconic movies, both as an actor as well as a director. But one of the weirdest things he had to do as a politician was to bring back ice cream trucks on pavements. He always had very strong political views, be it on gun control, for which he was one of the earliest advocates of registering firearms, or same-sex marriages, where he thought politicians were just spending too much time telling people how to live their lives. Some of his movies were also set to reflect his views on war and its effects on society. So when he took office as the mayor of Carmel-by-the-Sea in California, which he served for a single term of 2 years, he took efforts to support small businesses, although the area had some influential and well-to-do residents. His campaign slogan to run for mayor was "Bringing the community together," and he said one of the main reasons he ran for mayor was to overturn the ice cream cone law. It was a law that banned people from eating ice cream in public places. So he remembered eating ice cream by the beach as a youngster and wanted to be in office to make sure it was available to anybody who wanted to eat it on the streets. That's America for you. Anybody can own firearms now, but at one point they'd made ice cream illegal in public. This was one of the biggest crossovers from entertainment to politics in Indian history. M.G. Ramachandran joined a drama troupe to support his family when he was young, and then he moved on to films, starring in some of the most commercially successful films ever made in Tamil cinema. And he's still considered a major cultural icon there. So when he joined the DMK, he became a rationalist and quickly rose through its ranks. But after Annadurai, who was the then leader of the DMK, died, he broke off and formed his own party called the AIADMK. And that's how Karunanidhi became his political nemesis. He was the first ever actor to become a chief minister in political history in India, and people still credit him for a lot of development in social causes in the state. This one time though, there was an election and he was undergoing medical treatment in the USA, he couldn't go on ground and campaign in person. So just his pictures were broadcast in all the movie halls of Tamil Nadu, and that got his party like 56% of the assembly seats. Once an entertainer, always an entertainer. He used the big screen in his favor yet again. He's probably one of the most famous American presidents. Ronald Reagan started off his career as a Hollywood actor, and he also once famously told Arnold Schwarzenegger that he couldn't have had a political career without his training as an actor. Yeah, for both jobs, you have to memorize lines, you have to work with an entire team to make sure you get the results you want, you have a producer in movies, you have a sponsor in politics, and both places, you have to make people like you. He had a 7-year contract with Warner Brothers when he started off, and right after he was in a movie called King's Row, which critics considered his best film, he was drafted for military service, but he could never regain that kind of stardom when he came back. He went from receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1960 to becoming the President of the United States of America in 1980. Although some people thought his inexperience in politics would count against him, people were so tired of traditional politicians that an actor who was also a good orator seemed like a breath of fresh air. One of the trends that Reagan started in the USA, though, is not political, but an increase in the demand for dogs of the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel breed, because he had one during his time at the White House. Pictures of the first dog got out, and suddenly everybody else in America wanted one too. Let's take a brief tour of Arnold Schwarzenegger's journey from Austria to the USA. He hails from Austria, he was born there, and he grew up in a really strict household. He also served in the Austrian army for a year, and then he moved to England when he found a sponsor to train him as a bodybuilder. He won the Mr. Universe title when he was like barely 20 years old. He was the youngest Mr. Universe back then. And from there, he moved to the United States of America and won the Mr. Olympia title. And he knew he always wanted to be famous and prove himself. He got his big break in films, and then he met and shared Ronald Reagan's ideologies. He registered himself as a Republican, and his political career took its course, from being on the President's Council for Fitness and Sports to actually becoming the governor of California himself from 2003 to 2011. He's come a long way from being in a small Austrian town, but then again, Arnold himself has said that the only thing that ever scared him was living an ordinary life. Kamal Haasan has always been known to experiment and give his all to a project. His fans call him Ulaganayakan, or hero of the world. So he decided to be a hero for real and join politics. So there were talks of him joining one of the big parties in India, but after meeting ministers from different factions, he launched his own party and called it Makkal Neethi Mayam, or MNM for short. It translates to People's Center for Justice. His party symbol is really interesting. It's a logo of 6 interlocking hands, which stand for the 5 southern states and 1 union territory. It's very brave of him to take this step, because though he was really popular and his fans really wanted him to contest, he was a little skeptical about it, and had even said joining politics would result in his death in 1 year. He won't be the first film star to join politics in Tamil Nadu in recent times. There was Shivaji Ganeshan, MGR and Jayalalitha in the past, and they still have Captain Vijayakanth and Sharad Kumar and Rajnikanth and Kamal Haasan. Politics in Tamil Nadu, just as dramatic as their movies. Hema Malini is considered the dream girl of Bollywood, so it was no surprise that politicians discovered she could draw crowds. She's a trained classical dancer and started acting when she was only a teenager, and became really popular because of her choice in films and her equally famous co-stars. She began campaigning for candidates long before the Atal Bihari Vajpayee government nominated her to the Rajya Sabha. You've got to give her points for her confidence though. A few months back, she said she could become chief minister in a minute if she wanted to, but she only didn't do it because it would restrict her movement. Apparently, some people call her with ridiculous issues because her number needs to be made available to people in her constituency, but all they want to do is talk to the actor. But whether they call her about the monkey menace or water problems, Hema Malini dances her way through all the roles she's juggling. It was literally a battle of the stars when Shatrughan Sinha joined politics. His entry was a fight between him and his friend Rajesh Khanna in a by-election. Although Rajesh Khanna won, he didn't think it was very friendly of Shatrughan Sinha to suddenly contest against him, and they stopped speaking to each other. Shatrughan also said it was one of the biggest regrets in his life, fighting for votes against his really good friend. But politics has taken him much further. Even when he contested the general elections in 2009, his opponent was another celebrity, Shekhar Suman, whom he managed to beat easily. He's always been very vocal of his opinions, so when there was talk of whether the BJP would give him a ticket or not this year, he said the question wasn't about whether he'd get a ticket or not, but whether he, Shatrughan Sinha, would accept it or not. Boy, the swag this man has. Even in politics, there's no dearth of filmy dialogues. She She has one thing that most other celebrities in Parliament don't have, a great attendance record. Jaya Bachchan shot to stardom when she entered films, and it was further fueled when she married one of the biggest superstars of Bollywood, Amitabh Bachchan. Her name to enter politics was first suggested by Amar Singh, a leader of the Samajwadi Party, to Mulayam Singh Yadav, and last year she filed her papers for the fourth time to the upper house. She's been very vocal about issues related to the environment and women and child welfare, both inside and outside of Parliament. And contrary to being considered troublesome and not just being a star campaigner, she's become sort of indispensable to the party. The biggest change she brought to the Samajwadi Party was its image of being male-dominated, so they won't be letting go of her so easily. The whole world loves drama, and if there's a chance of you seeing your favorite star on TV or in the papers every week as a politician, as opposed to once every few months on screen, people don't really seem to have a problem. Now that social media is a huge factor and everybody seems to know more and more people, we have more and more stars. Influencers of all backgrounds are being invited to become politicians to seem more liberal, to seem more inclusive, to seem more like they actually listen to people. What are its effects? We'll have to wait a few years to see if the current bunch of influencers actually make a difference. But while we wait, we might as well start munching on popcorn as we wait for election results in the near future. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.